My father made, I believe it was linoleum on this particular sale, and it was in Broken Arrow, which meant it had to be delivered and late. So of a weekend, there was the horse and buggy that took the linoleum and my father and another man to Broken Arrow. This is before my mother and father were married. It turned out that the man was not able to pay for it, but he said, could I give you a little piece of property? And thought that would equate with the price of the sale. He said, all right, he accepted that. Later, my mother said, why do you get these ugly farms? I don't know. Well, I think that's now 71st in Yale.
So how long did they hold that land?
It was in the process of sale at the time my father died in 72.
There were some Mayo farms, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There were along the Broken Arrow Expressway where the insurance company, the Ford Glass plant, all that land out there, MetLife. That was quite a big
yes.
chunk. And I remember those silos that were beautiful.
Yes, they're still there. They like the idea of the silos with
yes.
their name, the name of their insurance company. I did go out for the opening. It was very attractive.
Mm-hmm. And the McClinics had a place out there, too.
Right behind it. Right
with
behind
an eternal
it.
Flame.
That's true. Exactly, the eternal flame.
Tell who the McClinics were.
Otis McClinic was president of First National Bank, worked technically for Wade Phillips.
He did.
Built a beautiful house on the northwest corner of 41st and Lewis that John Duncan Forsyth designed. Gladys and Otis McClinic, very good friends with the Phillips and with the Mayos. Very, very nice people. I remember Otis. I don't remember Gladys. And of course,
lovely.
I knew Mac very well and Grant.
Mm-hmm. Mac was contemporary of mine. We dated, I guess you'd say. We'd receive invitations at that time, and at Christmas time you would be coming home from being away at school. And the name of the person that would pick you up would be there on it. One time it was with Jack Malloy. We were going to go to Tulsa Country Club to a dance. This was while in college. I got into the car, and Jack said, what in the world do you have on? And I said, the perfume that your mother had you give me for Christmas. The Malloy family, the father was a very avid Democrat, a wonderful judge, wonderful lawyer.
And his first name was?
Pat Malloy, Sr. He had a heart attack when he was in Arkansas on some business occasion and died all too young. Because he had a brilliant career ahead of him and was having it. They lived at 19th and Owosso. Mrs. Malloy, I feel, never came out of mourning. She was a very elegant woman. She had these boys that were as rough and tumble as they could be. Attractive, as far as I was concerned, most attractive.
And fun.
And fun. Pat Malloy couldn't talk without swearing. That was just a part of his nature. And you got to where you didn't hear it, because he wasn't himself without it. You would jump if anyone else dared to speak as he did.